ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ गणानां त्वा गणपतिगं हवामहे कविं कवीनामुपमश्रवस्तमम् ज्येष्ठराजं ब्रह्मणां ब्रह्मणस्पत आनश्रण्वन्नोतिभिः सीदसादनम् ॐ श्रीमहागणपतये नमः। ओके, दिस् 107th वर्स् इस् रेफरिङ्ग् टु दि मन्त्र फ्रम् तैत्रिय उपनिषत्। यस्माद्वाचो निवर्तन्ते अप्राप्य मनसा सह यन्मौनम् योगिभिर्गम्यम् तद्भवेत् सर्वदा बुधः। Again, we are seeing how a wise person is, a wise person should be. Or you can say simply who the wise person is also. Buddha sarvada bhavet. Buddha here means one who has this knowledge, one who has vision. Is the Buddha. The wise person is the man of vision, of the truth. Buddha is the one who has buddhi. What buddhi? Buddhi means knowledge in this context. So one who has the knowledge of what? One who has knowledge of the truth, this Buddha, the vision of one who has the vision of the truth, that person. Sarvada bhavet. Always he is or he should be. How he is. Maunam bhavet. Maunam. Maunam bhavet means what? Maunam bhavet means, may he remain silent or what? May he be the very silence. If people were trying to say, may he become silent. A wise person becomes silent. He cannot communicate. Isn't it? It's not physical silence. May he be the very silence. May remain as the very silence. Remaining as the silence means what? Knowing his swarupam being already silence is, thereby having identity with Atma. No, for having identity with the Atma, not with Anatma. So having identity with the Atma means what? Being identified with the Atma means being one's own self. Being one's own self means being remaining with one's own real nature. So we say swarupam of the Atma, Atma swarupam. Silence is the swarupam of the Atma. Silence means what? Actionlessness, motionlessness, changelessness. So actionlessness means what? Even speechlessness. Is it? Atma does not see, hear, smell, taste, touch, or speak, run, walk. Atma does not do any action. Means actionlessness is the very swarupam of the Atma. But without the Atma, no speaking, no seeing, no hearing, no tasting, no thinking, no knowing, no recognizing, no understanding, no breathing, no running around, nothing. Nothing is possible, no action is possible without the existence and blessings of the Atma. But Atma by itself, the consciousness by itself is not involved any action. Atma is of the nature of actionlessness, speechlessness. Isn't it? Therefore, Atma is of the nature of silence. Maunam is what? Atma swarupam. So may this wise person be silence. May he remain as the very silence. Means may he remain as his own real nature. Remaining as one's own nature means what? Remaining as one's own nature means recognizing one's nature being silence, identifying right identity with Atma, thereby remaining as the self is what? Remaining as silence. Remaining the silence means remaining as one's own self, being oneself. So being oneself means what? Not having wrong identity with the Anatma. Being free from wrong identity, being identified with Atma Swarupam is being oneself. Being oneself is what? Being, remaining with one's own nature, or remaining as one's own self. Is it clear now? So, Maunam Bhavet. And this Maunam, what sort of Maunam? Yogi Bihi Gamyam. This silence is reachable. For whom? Only for yogis. Yogi Bihi Gamyam. Reachable means accomplishable. In terms of knowledge. Silence cannot be achieved as something, an object. Is it? Silence is not accomplishable as an object, not accomplishable by karma, but silence which is accomplishable only through contemplation by the people of contemplative disposition. Is it? The silence which can be accomplished by contemplation by contemplative people. How? Not as an object, but as very, as one's own nature, that in terms of knowledge. One accomplishes silence in terms of knowledge means what? One recognizes one's own nature being silence. What is recognition? I'll tell you later on. So, yogi bihi gamyam maunam sada buddha bhavet. Buddha, we have to see that. Tad maunam, yad maunam yogi bihi gamyam, tad maunam sarvada buddha bhavet. The silence which is accomplishable in terms of knowledge only by contemplate people of contemplative disposition through contemplation as one's own, one, their own nature, that maunam may be, no? May this wise person be that very silence. Which means may he be remain as himself. May he remain himself. May he be the very self. May he be the very self means may he be remaining, being one's own self means not being free from wrong identity. Not having essence in Anatma. So may this wise person be himself, be identified with the Atma, very nature, thereby remain the very silence which is accomplishable in terms of knowledge through contemplation, by the men of contemplation. Is it? That what is the second sentence? The first second sentence says. It's okay. Bhajet and Bhavet, both are okay. Both mean the same. The bhajet means attain. Bhajet means attain. That's why I said in terms of knowledge. Because silence cannot be accomplished. Now accomplishment means you accomplish something through an action. And here silence you are not achieving by your karma. Isn't it? Because you cannot achieve it. It's not achievable at all. It is very, very nature. What is your real nature cannot be achieved, accomplished, isn't it? It's already accomplished, cannot be accomplished. So accomplishing the already accomplished means what? Only in terms of knowledge. Is it? That's what he says. So may this wise person be, remain the very silence. The silence which is accomplishable by only by yogis. In terms of knowledge. Okay? And he says, and what? What is that maunam? Silence, which is very reality. What is silence? The very truth of the jagat. Reality. And then what is that reality? Which is the self of everything here. Every individual, self of every individual. the reality, which is the silence, which is of the nature of silence, or silence which is the nature of reality, which is very reality, that which is the truth of everything, which is the self of every, truth of the whole and the truth of everything, that reality is what now? Which cannot be accomplished by mind, which cannot be achieved by mind, which cannot be known by mind, known through the mind also. That is why that, so when you say Atma, the silence, which cannot be accomplished by the mind, with the help of the mind, through the mind means, what does it mean? Atma is not an object of knowledge. Anything which can be known through the mind, by the mind, with the help of the mind is an object of knowledge, which is external to the very mind. Isn't it? Except through the mind only. But here we say, manasa saha aprapya. Aprapya manasa saha yasmad vachaha nivartante. Yato vacho nivartante aprapya manasa saha. These words which are used in this verse are from Taittiriya Upanishad. So, vachaha, what is that silence? Silence is Paramatma. Silence is Brahma here. Silence is the very reality. Silence is Atma. Silence is the consciousness. Silence is the consciousness. That consciousness is Atma, Brahma. That Brahma made this wise person be the Brahman. Remain as Brahman. So he cannot become Brahman, he is already Brahman. If he knows, he can remain as Brahma. If he does not know, he will remain as Anatma, a limited individual. Isn't it? Therefore, and what is that Brahman? What is that silence? Silence and Brahman are one and the same here. Like how heat and fire are one and the same. Light and sun are one and the same. So silence, actionlessness, the surupam. We've been always talking about fullness. Now you understand the, like how when you say happiness and fullness are synonyms. Happiness, fullness and limitlessness are synonyms. So this happiness, fullness, limitlessness and consciousness, Brahman, are not two different things. Similarly, silence and consciousness are not two different things. Why? Because silence is the intrinsic, no, inseparable, the nature of consciousness. We can never say consciousness is silent. Consciousness is silence, very noun. Isn't it? So here, and what is that silence? That silence is Chaitanyam, Brahma, Aparamatma, the self of everything. And what is that self? That self which cannot be reached through words, which cannot be arrived at through words, which cannot be understood with the help of the description of words, description by words also. So, vachaha nivartante. Vachaha nivartante means words return. Return means what? The words go, try to go near Brahman to indicate, come on, this is what is Brahman. But they try to go, but they return incapable of revealing Brahman. So, vachaha nivartante. The words, when you try to explain what Brahman is, describe what Brahman is, when you try to arrive at what Brahman is, through the description, you can never arrive at Brahman. So that's what he says, vachaha nivartante, words return, incapable of revealing the silence, the Paramatma, Brahma. Why words cannot reveal? We have to understand, words can reveal, which we saw in our Kena Bhashyam class, why words cannot reveal consciousness. Words can reveal only an object which has attributes. So the describable qualities are there, then words can describe and reveal an object. And we have certain qualities, isn't it? We saw in the class. Hope you remember those qualities. Remember? Attributes. What are those attributes? In Kena class I said, Jati, Gunaha, Kriya, Karma. Now remember, suppose an object belonging to a given category. It belongs to this category. Suppose it is Jati, Vriksha Jati, Pakshi Jati, Manusha Jati. Like it has a Jati. Gunaha. It is tall, fat, big, like some you know, thin, like some chill. Some Gunaha. Or Kriya. It is involved in some action or function. Jati, Gunaha, Kriya. Remember? Okay, now we can go back and check it. Okay, let me do that. We saw in the Kena Bhashyam class. Okay, these attributes. So this the Atma, the consciousness, or the silence is of the nature of attributelessness. Therefore, because it is of the nature of attributelessness, it is indescribable. Because it cannot be described, what now? Inexplicable, and words fail in revealing the Atma. Anything which has attributes alone can be described by words. Attributeless reality cannot be described by words. For words return. Why, again, you know, second thing, the words emerge from where? The words can come out only when the organ of function, organ of speech functions. The very organ of speech is dependent on what? Dependent on Atma for its very existence, for very functioning. Understand? So that the words which are born of this organ of speech, they cannot reveal Atma. And second thing, words are expressions of thoughts. Words are nothing but expressions of thoughts. Thoughts themselves are incapable of revealing Atma. Mind is incapable of revealing the Atma. Why? Because mind itself is an object of knowledge. Mind itself is an object of knowledge. And the mind, which is an object of knowledge, is dependent on the knower Atma for its very existence. Mind is an object of knowledge. See, words are expressions of thoughts which constitute the mind. And the mind itself is an object of knowledge of the knower. And the knower, the mind, the object of knowledge, is dependent on the subject of knowledge, the knower, for its very existence. Without the knower, there cannot be the known. Isn't it? See, not only now we can see this triputi difference. Knower, knowledge, known. Knower, knowledge, known. The external world of objects, you know, the external world of objects really has the status of being existent only when its existence is established, isn't it? If the existence is not established, then the external world of objects is as good as non-existent. For this world of external, the world of objects to be, the existence of the world of objects to be established, it needs to be known, needs to become the known. For the world of objects to become the known, thereby to be established, thereby to have the status of being existent is dependent on the very knowledge. Without the knowledge, there cannot be the known. If there is no knowledge, then there cannot be the known. Isn't it? Can there be the known without the knowledge? No. Now, next question comes. So, the knowledge is not possible without the knower. Isn't it? Knowledge is not possible without the knower. So, the known is dependent on the knowledge for its very existence. The knowledge is dependent on the existence of the knower. You know? And who that knower is? The ultimate, the only knower is none other than Atma, the consciousness. See, consciousness is not the knower, but there is no knower other than consciousness, the Atma. The ultimate knower is consciousness. If you really search correctly, exactly, if you under, we'll see that again in detail. There is no knower other than consciousness. Consciousness is not the knower, but there is no ultimate knower other than consciousness. Therefore, without the knower, there cannot be knowledge. Without the knowledge, there cannot be the known. Understand? Now we say, ultimate knower, why I say here, the external world of objects, we have instruments of knowledge. Bahya karanam, external instrument of knowledge called the sense powers. And the antahkaranam, the internal instrument of knowledge called the mind. And we have the knower. Look at this, knower, Atma, the consciousness. Internal instrument of knowledge called mind, without the backing of which knowledge cannot take place. Nothing can get registered. And the sense organs, which are external instruments of knowledge, bahya karanani, external instruments of knowledge. And then there is external object of knowledge. See, object of knowledge, bahya karanam, antahkaranam, then subject of knowledge. External instrument of knowledge, internal instrument of knowledge, then the subject of knowledge. We have these four things now. Object of knowledge, external instrument of knowledge, internal instrument of knowledge, then subject of knowledge. Knower is the subject of knowledge. Internal instrument of knowledge is the antahkaranam, the mind. Sense organs are bahyakaranam, external instrument of knowledge. And there is object of knowledge, external world. So the external world, isn't it? The five different objects which constitute the external world of objects, no, are dependent on the five sense powers for their very existence to be perceived to become the known. And these sense powers themselves are objects of knowledge. The so-called instruments of knowledge, the sense powers themselves are objects of knowledge. Is it clear? Now, what about the antahkaranam, the internal instrument of knowledge? Why do you call mind an internal instrument of knowledge? Because the object light, object called light is here. The sense power called seeing power is very, very, very clear vision is there. But still, mind is lost somewhere. The object in front of me is as good as non-existent. It doesn't get registered. Because attention of the mind has to back up the sense power for the object, the presence to be registered and to be known. Therefore, internal instrument of knowledge is mind. And that mind also is an object of knowledge. The so-called internal instrument of knowledge, the mind also is an object of knowledge. The external world of object, the existence of the external world of object is established through the instruments of knowledge. Isn't it? And see, the existence of sense powers is established through the instrument called mind. Because there's knowledge. You know that you can see, you can hear, you can smell, etc. And the mind is here, mind is not there. That is also known. Where the mind goes, where the mind is present, where the mind is absent, where the mind is not, is known. Mind is an object of knowledge. And so the instruments of knowledge, you know, which serve in establishing the existence of the external world is also what? Itself is object of knowledge. That means the object of knowledge is it becomes the known. So there cannot be the known without the knowledge. That means there is knowledge that the external world is. There is knowledge that the sense powers are. There is knowledge that the attention of the mind is. The knowledge is means there is knower is. And who that knower, whose existence cannot be established through, need not be established through the, you know, sense organ, instruments of knowledge. The one, the reality which is behind the as very existence of the mind and sense powers. And the organs of actions also. That reality, knower, is none other than consciousness. Therefore, you arrive at Atma as what now? Atma is not an object of knowledge. Atma is ever the very subject of knowledge. So the subject of knowledge never becomes an object of knowledge. We talk about the knower. So I can give you this example. See very carefully. When I say the opaque objects shine because they are illumined. They become the illumined. They're illumined, therefore they shine. They're illumined because there is illumination. There is illumination because there is illuminator. Without the illuminator, illumination is not possible. Without the illumination, there cannot be the illumined. Without being illumined, they cannot shine. They shine, opaque shines because they're illumined. Illumined because there's illumination. Illumination is because there is illuminator. And who the illuminator is? Illuminator, the subject of illumination. Illumined, the object of illumination. So illuminator, the subject of illumination, never becomes the object of illumination. From the standpoint of opaque. Isn't it? Then what do you do? You arrive at what now? There is illuminator. You are already cognizing illuminator. When you are cognizing the illumined, you are cognizing the illumination. You are cognizing the illuminator. So you know there is illuminator. See, knowing that there is illuminator is cognition. But you do not know what that illuminator is. When you know what that illuminator is, that is recognition, recognition. Okay? This example is very clear. You have to remember, there are opaque object shines. Because it is illumined. It is illumined because there is illumination. There is illumination because there is illuminator. So, when opaque object shines means, it itself recognizes the illuminator being there. So, you cognize illuminator being there. There is cognition of illuminator. Who the illuminator is, what the illuminator is, you search for the illuminator. Now, then you stumble, then you what now? Illuminator is none other than light. You choicelessly stumble upon the light. then you resolve cognitively the illuminator in the light. You arrived at the light. When you arrived at the light, do you arrive at the light as the object or subject of illumination? That's what understand is called recognition of light as the subject of illumination, not as an object. It is a recognition. That's why Swamiji is not for that word realization. It's not even knowing. That is why, suppose knowing means, you can say knowing also. You can use the word knowing also. But not knowing means immediately think of an object only. But here you are, isn't it? See, it's object. See, light is a very gross example. Is it clear now what I'm saying? You are not something newly seeing here. Already existence is understood. But you don't know what exactly the knower is. Similarly, we come to this point now. You see the external world of objects. External world of objects shines because it is known. Sense powers, the instruments of knowledge shine because it is known. The antahkaranam shines because it is known. Because there is knowledge. There is knowledge of the external world, there is knowledge of the sense powers, knowledge of the mind, which means there is a knower. And you know the knowledge of the mind, knowledge of the sense powers, knowledge of the external world of objects itself is what now? Gives you when you cognize the mind, cognize the sense powers, cognize the external world of objects, you are cognizing already the knower. Cognition of the object of knowledge is cognition of knowledge. Cognition of knowledge is cognition of the knower, the subject of knowledge. But you don't know who the knower is, what the knower is, how the knower is. Then you see who the knower is. You distinguish the knower from the known mind also. Then knower is, you analyze all three states of experience. Because in this mind is, this is the state of mind in waking, this is the state of mind in dream, this is how the mind is in deep sleep state. This is how the mind is, which means each state of mind is known, which means that knower, this who is distinct from these three states of the mind, isn't it? Which is distinct from the mind is none other than consciousness. And knowing is not an action, therefore consciousness is not the knower, but there is no knower other than consciousness. When you recognize consciousness as the witness of the mind, you don't seek, you recognize consciousness, isn't it? You recognize the knower. You recognize the knower being consciousness. Recognition of knower being consciousness is recognition of the reality being manifest as the subject of knowledge, not as an object. Is it clear now? This is what subject, knower never becomes the known. Recognition of knower being the consciousness. This is the correct expression. See, recognition of a knower being the consciousness. Recognition of the knower, the subject. Recognition of knower, the subject of knowledge being consciousness. Then what? Therefore, consciousness is not the object of knowledge. Therefore, it is not available for description of the words, it's available for thought perception and available for description also. And that consciousness is silence. That consciousness, Brahman, Atma, is the silence. And may this wise person remain as that Paramatma, the silence, which is available for recognition only as the subject of knowledge, the knower, not as an object of knowledge. How do you recognize? Recognition of knower, being consciousness, is the subject of knowledge, not as an object. Knower means subject, isn't it? And may one be that wise person means what? For him, the self is that, must be that consciousness, silence. So the first sentence explains, yato vacho nivartante apraapya manasasaha. So the words return that with incapable of describing, which the words return along with the mind, which means they can't go, words cannot go beyond the mind. Words can go up to the mind. They can try to describe sense organ. They can try to describe the thoughts and mind. But not Brahman. And may this wise person remain the very silence, the Paramatma, Parambrahma, Chaitanyam. It's clear, isn't it? You have to remember this example, what I said. Recognition of, see, cognition, recognition. In fact, recognition is shifting the attention, paying attention to the knower, isn't it? When you are perceiving the opaque, you are perceiving the light. You are perceiving the illuminator. Perception of the opaque illumined is in fact perception of the illuminator. But the attention is only on the perceived illumined. You shift the attention from the illumined to the illuminator. That is recognition. Shifting the attention from the illumined to the illuminator, focus attention on the illuminator, being with the illuminator is what? Recognition of the subject of illumination, the illuminator, which is recognition. So similarly, when the external world of objects is the known, the world of objects is the known, means there is knowledge of the known. You're perceiving the known means you're already perceiving the knower. In perception of the known, you perceive the knower also. But you shift the attention from the known to the knower, then focus on the knower and be with the knower. That is what is knower, being consciousness. It is recognition. So this is what made this wise person. Now, wise person remains as the self. What is wisdom? Wisdom is just being oneself. The same was something we came across yesterday also, Atmabodha. Vacho, okay. Vacho yasman nivartante, tadvaktum kena shakyate, prapancho yadi vaktavyaha, Sopi.
Sopi.
Shabda vivarjitah.
Shabda vivarjitah.
Put this verse together. Vacho yasmani vartante.
Vacho yasmani vartante.
Tadvaktum kena shakyate.
Tadvaktum kena shakyate.
Prapancho yadi vaktavyah.
Prapancho yadi vaktavyah.
Sopi shabda vivarjitah.
Sopi shabda vivarjitah.
Iti vatad bhaven maunam. Satam sahaja samgitam.
Satam sahaja samgitam.
Gira maunam tu balanam.
Gira maunam tu balanam.
Prayuktam brahma vadibihi.
Prayuktam brahma vadibihi.
Gira maunam tu balanam.
Gira maunam tu balanam.
Prayuktam brahma vadibihi.
Prayuktam brahma vadibihi.
Okay, it says, Vachaha yasmat nivartante. Tadvaktum kena shakyate. See, what, for whom it is possible? Kena shakyate. Tadvaktum. To describe that reality, Brahman, the silence. Who is capable? Who is capable of describing that reality, the silence? Which means nobody. Which means it is not possible to describe the silence. We explain the silence, which means the words, one cannot arrive at the reality through with the help of the words. With the help of the words, one cannot arrive at the reality. So, kena shaktum vaktum shakyate. What is that which is indescribable, inexplicable? What is that which cannot be arrived at through words? With the help of words, that from which the words return, yasmat vachah nivartante, that from which words return, incapable of revealing the reality. That reality, from which the words return, incapable of revealing that reality. You know very well, the word itself is an object of knowledge. The word is object of knowledge. The organ of speech from where the words can emerge, that is an object of knowledge. And even the thoughts, isn't it? The thoughts which become the words, which become expressed as words, the thoughts themselves are objects of knowledge. Objects of knowledge. So, object of knowledge which is dependent on the, you know, the very, the knower, subject of knowledge, for the very existence, how can they reveal the very knower, the Atma? Which are dependent on, the words are dependent on what? The words are dependent on the very Atma for its very existence. The mind is dependent on Atma for its very existence. It is like how can the opaque which is illumined by the light, which is dependent on the light to be illumined, illumine the very light. Similarly, words and mind, which are dependent on the very consciousness to be known, cannot know the Atma. And dependent on the Atma for the very existence, cannot reveal the Atma. Is it? So, yasmat vachaha nivartante. So, that Atma Chaitanyam, Param Brahma Chaitanyam, that reality, Brahman, the consciousness which is silence, incapable of revealing which the words return, and no one is capable, no, which it is not possible for one to explain or describe that reality, which means words cannot help you arrive at that reality. Then what about that prapanchaha yadi vaktavyaha? Suppose, okay, what is the Atma? And what about this prapancha? What about this universe? Now you have to, he is totally giving you the vision of non-duality. Well, Atma means distinct from the everything else we have understood. Atma is distinct, but Atma is never different from the universe. Atma, the Brahman, the silence, the consciousness is distinct from everything else, but is never different from the world. Distinct but not distant. Therefore what? What about the so-called universe, inexplicably vast universe? This universe also is nothing but manifestation of the same reality only. Therefore, there is no such thing called prapancha other than Atma, Brahman. This prapancha is also what? The so-called world of objects, no, which is also nothing but manifestation of that only reality only. Therefore, the world also is equally inexplicable. Prapanchaha api, suppose yadi vaktavyaha, suppose no. You want, oh, let me just talk about, I can't talk about the knower, the Atma, the consciousness. Let me talk about the world, the known. Describe the known, the universe. We can talk very little about the world, isn't it? I can say all about the world totally, completely. Yadi prapanchaha vaktavyaha, suppose the universe has to be described. Yadi prapanchaha vaktavyaha, if the universe has to be described also, vaktavyaha, no, shabda vivarjitaha, then one becomes devoid of what? Saha api shabda vivarjitaha. Shabda vivarjitaha, then also what now? One becomes devoid of words. One becomes devoid of words means there are no words available. There are no words available which can describe the reality, which can describe even the prapancha. There are no words available to describe Brahman, not only to describe Brahman, even also to describe the prapancha, universe. So the universe also is equally indescribable, inexplicable. Reality is also what? Equally indescribable. Mithya prapanchaha also is inexplicable. Satyam Brahman also is inexplicable. Why? Because mithya prapancha is nothing but satyam Brahma, though not satyam Brahman is not the mithya prapancha. Reality, Atma, reality, the consciousness, which is of the nature of silence, is not the universe. But this universe is nothing but that reality. So this universe is equally what? Indescribable, inexplicable. There are no words. Because words are part of the universe. Which is part of the universe cannot explain what? The whole. Words form fraction of the universe, creation, manifestation. The fraction of the manifestation cannot describe the totality of the manifestation. Get to the point. Words are also expression, manifestation. Which means part of the totality of manifestation. How can the fraction describe the totality? We see the limitations of words. Understand? What can a word do? That is why many people think we do not listen to Shastra. They misunderstand this. What can a teacher teach? What can the books do? What can the words do? What do you want to listen? What do you want to understand? You know, it is something inexplicable. Words can never help you arrive at. Therefore, no need to listen to any teacher. Go and sit in meditation. It is misinterpreted also. To understand the inexplicability of the, you know, Atma, you need to listen. Isn't it? So here, that's why it cannot be described. Prapanchaha shabda vivarjitaha. There are no words. No words available means what? Whatever words are, okay, you cannot create new words to describe something. Any word is already existing. Word is Brahma. The word itself is Paramatma. A word can describe something which is distinct from, isn't it? The word. The word itself is Paramatma. The Vagishaha. The Lord of Speech, we say. The word itself is Paramatma. The word is expression of Atma, manifestation of Atma. Shabdaha, any sound, any word is manifestation of knowledge, the thought. Therefore, they are incapable of revealing the universe also. Now, first we distinct. Now, we said Atma cannot be revealed. So the self is consciousness, which is indescribable, inexplicable, which cannot be arrived at through the words. And not only the self, even the prapancha. There is no prapancha other than the Atma. The whole prapancha is nothing but Atma only. The Atma manifest is the prapancha. Prapancha, isn't it? Resolved is just the Atma. So Atma is, when the universe is manifest, Atma is, the same Atma is when the universe is resolved also. Universe resolved also, Atma is Atma. The universe manifest also, Atma is Atma. Atma is Satyam. The universe resolves and becomes manifest. Manifest universe is, Atma manifest is what? The knowledge manifest is the universe. Universe resolves is what? Pure knowledge. Therefore it is ever. Jagat is also Atma. Therefore Jagat also is equally what? Inexplicable. That's why the whole universe can never become the object of knowledge. That is why Ishvara, we cannot visualize Ishvara the whole. What is the whole prapancha is Ishvara. The knowledge, the reality, manifest is, Atma manifest is the prapancha. The manifestation of, the manifest Atma is what? Paramatma is what? Ishvara. That's what we say, concept of Ishvara. Isn't it? The whole is Ishvara for us. That is why, who is the one who is meditating now? The one who is the mind, which is part of the whole, is meditating. Visualizing upon Ishvara. How can the mind, which is part of the whole, visualize Ishvara the whole? That is why we have idol, we have murti, we have symbol, which represents the whole. It is impossible for one to visualize the whole, to visualize Ishvara, to meditate upon Ishvara. We have symbol, alambanam. In even in Upanishads we see, we have sun, we have moon, we have tree, we have always alambanam. Some support we need, which is a symbol, which represents the whole. Is it clear? So what the verse says is, the whole prapancha is also equally inexplicable, indescribable. Because the prapancha is also what? Not something other than the Atma. The prapancham which you say is prapancham is nothing but Atma. The manifestation of the whole only. There are two different things. Because when we talk about only Atma, Atma, Atma is indescribable, Atma is, you know, we immediately think of the world. Okay, that means I can describe the world then. Prapancha universe then. Come on, know your limitation. The Jagat also is equally indescribable. There are no words to explain, describe, which can help you arrive at the whole cosmos as such. Never. Because whole jagat is that indescribable Atma only. Something beautiful, isn't it?
Namaste.
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 Itiva tad bhaven maunam.
Satam sahaja samgitam.
Satam sahaja samgitam.
Gira maunam tu balanam.
Gira maunam tu balanam.
Prayuktam brahmavadibhi. Itiva tadbhaven maunam satam sahaja samgitam. So sahaja samgitam satam tadbhaven maunam. Because sahaja samgita means, see, silence, which is the very nature. See, sun was born first, then light came, was born later. No. Sun is means that which is inseparable nature is called sahaja. Sahaja means what? Born along with. It's called sahajayate iti sahajam. So born along means not even born, isn't it? Atma is never born. So what is silence there? Mauna means the very nature. Sahajam implies intrinsic, inseparable nature of the Atma is what? Silence. So that silence is, silence being the very nature of the, may the wise person remain as silence means, may the wise person remain as the very self. The same time, they also tell, the wise people tell the ignorant people to remain silent. As in Balana means, the ignorant, naive people are asked to be silent. Why? Let them not generously contribute their confusions and, you know, vagueness to others. So the maunam, which is meant for, which is said to be, you know, maintained by the ignorant people, which the wise people ask the ignorant people to have, that silence is what? Different. May the ignorant people maintain silence means what? They maintain silence means let them not expose their ignorance and vagueness. May wise people remain as silence means what? May wise people remain as very the nature, very self, remain themselves. The maunam should be understood. Maunam is set for whom? May ignorant people maintain silence means may ignorant people not expose their ignorance and confuse others generously. Other. May wise people remain as silence means may wise people now remain rooted in their very nature. That is the meaning of second verse, which I'll explain next class. Beautiful, isn't it? Maunam in the context of ignorant people, maunam in the context of wise people. Maunam with reference to wise and ignorant. What is maunam with reference to ignorant, with reference to wise people? See, balaha means ignorant people. So, brahmavadibhi maunam prayuktam balanam. For ignorant, they say, the silence has been ordained for the ignorant people by wise people. Come on, you shut up your mouth and keep quiet, don't open your mouth. They say that, remain silent, don't make noise. When they say, isn't it, to protect others, not to get more confused. But when the wise people are said to be, me maunam tishtet, means what, me maunam, wise people remain silent, remain silence. These people have to maintain silence. Remaining silence means being the very self, remaining as the self, being disidentified with the anatma. Whereas remain silent, maintain silence means this is different, isn't it? Which we'll see next class. That's why we should not get confused. So what he wants to say is, when the silence is recommended here, we should, it's not, which is not the silence, you know, ardent for the ignorant people. Oh, I have to be wise, let me not talk. So not speaking does not make one wise. Is it? Remaining silent mean, okay, wise people are asked to be silent. We can mistake this. Wise people are asked to be silent means, okay, if we not speak, so not speaking will make me wise. Thinking, if I remain silent, not without speaking, I'll go only mad and smoke will come out of the head. And all the pressure will cause a lot of smoke. So not speaking. Speaking is the only way I can expose all my pressure in from inside. Isn't it? That is why here that not that silence. Isn't it? We'll see next class. Purnamadav Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.